coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is brought to you by DeBlois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From home to business, DeBlois Electric offers repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, and heat pumps. No job is too big or too small for their fully trained, licensed technicians. Visit DeBloisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. It's Mark flying solo on a Friday, just for a bit, because a little later on, we're going to welcome Sarah and Pam back into the studio for our Tasting Tales segment presented by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, as we sample some Kahlua Dunkin' Caramel Swirl Cream Liqueur. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, September 5th. The Sun Journal reports that following an internal investigation, Lewiston Police Detective Joe Philippon has been placed on administrative leave with pay. Philippon is a 20-year veteran of the department. LPD provided no reason for the action and did not specify when the investigation commenced. Philippon is a familiar face within the community and is the organizer of the Lewiston Summer Fun and Films program. The Maine Turnpike Authority reports a significant drop in Canadian travelers visiting Maine. MTA data showed the average daily volume of Canadians using the turnpike was 1,339 from May through August, a 43% drop from last year's 2,377. U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree said the numbers are down because many Canadians are concerned about coming into the state. The Lewiston Planning Board will soon hear a proposal that would redevelop the former Victor News building at 59 Park Street into 12 studio apartments. Victor News operated out of the building for 114 years and closed 6 years ago. The building has been vacant since 2019. And in partnership with Gray New Gloucester Adult Education, St. Mary's Earn While You Learn program recently graduated 7 students. The program allows students to gain hands-on experience while completing coursework, preparing them for a career in healthcare without stepping away from the workforce. Let's take a look at the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Cloudy today with sunshine breaking through this afternoon. We'll have a high of 76 and a low of 62. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow with rain starting in the afternoon and lasting well into the evening, high of 80 and a low of 64, and rain tapers off on Sunday, giving way to cloudy skies with a high of 65 and a low of 56. In sports, the Red Sox were off yesterday. They'll open a weekend series against the Diamondbacks in Arizona starting tonight at 9:30. The Maine Nordiques and the New Hampshire Mountain Kings will face off in a preseason game tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Norway Savings Bank Arena in Auburn. And the Patriots open their season Sunday afternoon at home against the Las Vegas Raiders with a 1 p.m. kickoff. That's your news, weather, and sports. Now it's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for September the 5th, shall we?
Yeah, Mark.
Okay, voice in my head. Actor Rose McGowan is 52 years old today. She got her start in the comedy Encino Man in 1992. I believe that starred Brendan Fraser and Pauly Shore. She also received recognition for the dark comedy The Doom Generation in 1995. And she also starred in Going All the Way in 1997. 97, Devil in the Flesh in 98, and Jawbreaker in 99. In 2017, Time magazine recognized McGowan as one of the silence breakers for speaking out about sexual assault and harassment, specifically in regard to the Harvey Weinstein sexual abuse cases and the Me Too movement. She released a memoir titled Brave in 2018. TV personality and musician Dweezil Zappa is 56 years old today. He is the son of legendary musical composer and performer Frank Zappa. And because of Frank's connections, Dweezil was able to learn how to play guitar from Eddie Van Halen and Steve Vai. Not too shabby, huh? He released his first single, produced by Eddie Van Halen, at the age of 12. And he carries on the legacy of his father by touring with the group Zappa Plays Zappa, which often includes Zappa alumni like Napoleon Murphy Brock, Steve Vai, and Terry Bozzio. And rounding out FPBs for September the 5th is Michael John Douglas, better known as Michael Keaton, who is celebrating birthday number 74 today. He gained early recognition for his role in the movie Night Shift with Henry Winkler in 1982. He also starred in Mr. Mom, Johnny Dangerously, Beetlejuice, The Dream Team, and of course, Batman back in 1989. His body of work also includes Pacific Heights, Much Ado About Nothing, Jackie Brown, Jack Frost, and RoboCop, and he also provided voice roles for the animated films Cars, Toy Story 3, and Minions. His career experienced a resurgence with Birdman in 2014, and he also starred in The Founder about the McDonald's franchise in 2016. And he brought Beetlejuice back to life in 2024. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
9 years ago on this day in 2016, Freddie Mercury, the lead singer for Queen, got an asteroid named after him on what would have been his 70th birthday. 26 years ago on this day in 1999, candid camera genius Alan Funt died of a stroke at the age of 84. What a groundbreaking show that was. Just absolutely hilarious. 32 years ago on this day in 1993, Jane's Addiction guitarist Dave Navarro joined the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It didn't work out all that well. He was with them for, I believe, just one album and a couple of singles, and that was about it. That's all he could take of Anthony Kiedis and Flea. Or that's all they could take of him. I'm not sure what happened there, but I'm quite positive there was a lot of drama involved. 34 years ago, on this day in 1991, R.E.M. won 6 MTV Video Music Awards, including Video of the Year, for Losing My Religion. 39 years ago, on this day in 1986, Dire Straits made history by releasing the video for their smash hit, Money for Nothing. The video is famous for its pioneering use of 3D computer animation, featuring CGI humans for the very first time. 65 years ago, on this day in 1960, Cassius Clay, the boxer who would later become Muhammad Ali, won the lightweight boxing gold at the Rome Olympics. And 327 years ago, on this day in 1698, Russia's Peter the Great imposed an annual tax of 100 rubles on beards in an effort to try to force more men to be clean-shaven. Well, I guess the craft brewery business didn't catch on in Russia in the 1700s. Those are your OTDs and FPBs for September the 5th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, let's bring Sarah and Pam back into the studio for Tasting Tales.
Hey!
Hey!
Hit record!
Hey!
Hey!
So,
hey. Oh, double digits, 4 mark on a Thursday. It's your birthday. Da-na-na-na, tasting tails.
And we haven't even started drinking yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But here we go.
Here we go.
Through the magic of editing, we welcome Sarah back into the studio. Hello, Miss Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
I'm just going to leave and let you two do your thing.
You can come back and edit, though,
We've been apart for a long time.
Yeah, but I'm not going to. Damn, it's so much work.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It is our Tasting Tales segment, where each week our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption provide us with a delicious beverage to sample during the podcast. And today, I think they've outdone themselves.
Yeah,
I think so.
They sent some swaggy stuff,
they
too.
They did.
Yeah, all for kinds of swag.
Yeah.
For the new Kahlua Dunkin'. Caramel swirl cream liqueur.
Yum. I just want a big old cold brew cup of coffee, and I want to pour some of this into it.
Yeah. Sarah and Pam are wearing their Kahlua swag.
Yeah.
Sarah has a pom-pom beanie.
I have a beanie hat.
And Pam's got a beanie with a shirt that says, "You had me at espresso martini."
Yes, indeed.
And we also have some Kahlua socks.
Kahlua socks.
And another t-shirt, Kahlua t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, those are soft, too. They have the nice soft. There's that one brand that makes the super soft. Is it the Biela?
Bella.
They make the softest swag shirts.
So thank you to Rupert's and our friend Jen Grace for hooking us up with all of this goodness that we are about to sample.
Okay. This is great because this is a twist top.
Yep. We can save it for later.
Oh,
save
good stuff.
It. We'll do some, we'll get that ice maker.
Yes.
So as you prepare the beverages, there is a Q&A on the Kahlua website. And it says, what does Kahlua Dunkin' Cream Liqueur taste like? And the answer is, this rich and creamy liqueur with caramel swirl flavor has the sweet aroma of toffee, vanilla, and dulce de leche. Harmoniously blended with hints of coffee, chocolate, and rum notes.
All right.
Are we supposed to stir it a little?
I'm not sure.
Shake it up a little, maybe.
When is the best occasion to consume this beverage?
Any day.
This liqueur? Any morning at 8:20, I guess?
I love that our refrigerator keeps things so cold.
This liqueur is ready to pour and delicious to sip on its own, which is what we're going to be doing. We're drinking it straight out of the bottle today.
It makes no noise going into the glass.
Yeah. Making it perfect for cozy nights with a loved one, casual gatherings with friends, or when you want to add something extra to your dinner parties. What's the alcohol content, you might ask? 16. 16
what?
ABV.
It's basically a bottle of wine. These little cups are so stinking cute.
Yeah, they came from the Great Falls Brew Fest.
You got a little drip glasses on the side of yours.
Oh, thanks. That's fun.
And has the lovely Rupert's logo on
it. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
How
perfect
fitting.
For our tasting tales.
Yeah. It looks and smells really good.
All right. Are we ready?
Let's do it. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers, y'all. Oh, wow. What's the sugar content of that?
Yeah.
That is very smooth.
That's delicious.
And delicious.
That's so
good. In a cup. Enjoy chilled, neat, like we're having it, or over ice.
I totally want to pour this into my iced coffee.
Right.
No one at work would know.
Never know.
Another question here. What is the shelf life of this particular beverage? And they say this product contains real cream, so it has a shorter shelf life than regular Kahlua. If kept in a cool, shaded area away from direct sunlight,
like a refrigerator,
you can store it for up to 2 years.
Whoa. Okay, that's okay. I've always wondered that about Kahlua, like regular Kahlua, because you just keep it in your...
I don't think Kahlua has cream in it.
Right. You can just keep it in your liquor cabinet indefinitely. But this is,
Yeah, they say it's not necessary to refrigerate it if you don't want to.
Even after it's opened?
Let's see.
Refrigerate after opening. Yeah.
Yeah. You can store this product at room temperature as long as it's kept in a shaded area away from direct sunlight.
Wow. Maybe the alcohol will kill any bacteria that would essentially grow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Is Kahlua Dunkin' Cream vegan or vegetarian?
Well, you
absolutely
just
not.
Yeah, you just said it has real cream in it.
Yeah. It's made using real cream, which contains dairy and milk proteins.
Which makes it delicious.
Yeah. And the last question, where can I buy this beverage?
Oh, we know.
Rupert.
At your four Rupert's locations.
Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Or online at rupertsbeverage.com.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Bottled in Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah. Established in Mexico. Right. I didn't realize Kahlua was a Mexican.
Me neither.
Brand. Yeah. Okay. Made with Kahlua's 100% Arabica coffee. Arabica.
There you
what?
Go.
Wait, Arabica?
Arabica doesn't sound right.
Sarah's making up words.
Made with Kahlua's 100% Arabica coffee from Veracruz.
There you go.
I like this.
All right. Before Sarah leaves.
Okay, stretching.
I have 7 things you can do in the morning that will help you to live to be 100.
Drink. Do we want to do that?
Drink Kahlua caramel swirl cream from Dunkin'.
This is breakfast.
Is that number one? No.
No, it didn't make the list. I have 7 things
that
are classified as part of a morning routine that will help you live to 100.
Okay. I have guesses.
I've taken a glance at this list, and I can tell you I do one of them.
Only one?
So I'm going to live to be like 56.
So you're almost there.
Yeah. Number one, I think you alluded to earlier, Sarah, was drink a glass of water.
First thing I do.
Which is the one thing I do every morning.
Get up.
Is it the first thing you do? You drink a glass of water?
Yeah.
All right. Water before coffee.
No, I take that back.
I go pee.
I let the dogs out.
Oh, no. I take care of me first.
I can't.
No. I know.
Nugget is, he's very vocal at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, you're trying to spare Sherry.
Yeah.
I need such a good husband.
I need to block off the bedroom door,
mm-hmm.
take Nugget and Amber out, feed them. And then have a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise.
I get that.
It's the end of me. Do you want to do your guesses?
Yeah, I want to do my guesses.
Okay, go right ahead.
Movement, up to 20 minutes of movement, like stretching.
It says here, stretch your body. Exercise. Yes.
Journaling, writing, or meditating for 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, this says practice mindfulness.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Which is the same. They let me write.
Those are my three. Those are the three things that I do. So I get up, I do the thing with the dog, I do stretches, I sit for a few minutes, and then I take a shower.
Yeah. Pam, do you have any guesses
as to what guesses
might be? There's 4 left.
This is just in the morning.
Right.
So eat a balanced breakfast.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
A nutrient-dense breakfast. Mm-hmm. Is part of the plan.
Does that include Dunkin' Donuts, Kahlua,
it might.
Caramel Swirl?
I'm not going to say it doesn't.
It's got dairy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Vitamin D and calcium. Check and check.
There's only, there must be only what, 2 left?
There's 3 left.
3 left. Mm.
These are things specifically in the morning, right?
Right. That's why I'm a
morning routine that will help you live to 100. No guarantees.
Stay off social media.
We are not doctors.
Jeez. Don't
watch the news.
Yeah, don't look at social media or the news.
Is there like something about not like waking up and not leaving to go into a day within a certain amount of time?
Give yourself time?
No. No. One of them is activate your nervous system.
Oh.
Basically, you tap your body with your fingers for a few minutes to wake up your nervous system.
That's what that's called, stemming.
Well, they call it vagal tapping.
Vagal tapping, yeah.
Is that
stimulating or brushing is nice. Do you ever do brushing? Oh, brushing's the best.
What do you mean, like brush your teeth?
No, brushing is something that we used to use. I don't know if they still use it as a method for kids who are on the autism spectrum who had sensory issues. Mm-hmm. So we would, to center them and ground them, there's these brushes that are made specifically for the skin, and they are done in a certain way. So you brush downward with this nice soft bristle brush all down their arms, all down their legs, and then you like you press their joints together. I tell you what, I used to do it to myself, and it was like extremely calming.
Wow. Another one here is set intentions.
Oh, make a plan.
Yeah, take a minute to think about what you want to accomplish. It can help you focus and make you more productive.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the last one is enjoy your morning coffee, which we are doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
I 100% do that.
I like a little caffeine in the morning.
I need to drink water more often.
Water before caffeine.
Yeah. I don't always do it, but.
Yeah, water before caffeine. So I'll do a protein coffee in the morning. So I'm trying to get, I need to get 12 to 15 grams of protein in the first 30 minutes of being awake.
Ooh.
I know. Which is, I mean, if you think about that, like, I don't want to eat that much food first thing in the morning. So this protein coffee that I drink is 10 to, I think it's 10 or either 10 or 12 grams of protein.
There you go.
And so it's coffee. So I'll mix it with like a little Stoke iced coffee and a little bit of almond milk and then mix the protein coffee in. If I'm feeling saucy, I'll put in a creamer.
Saucy.
And a little ice. And then I just moop on with my day.
Moop.
There you go. So if you want to live to 100,
yeah,
these are good things.
Do those seven things.
I feel like someone would look at that list and be like, oh, that's too much to do.
Yeah. Drink a glass of water. Eat a nutrient-dense breakfast, stretch your body, activate your nervous system, practice mindfulness, set intentions, and enjoy your morning coffee.
I love all those things
very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to live to 100.
I might. I get up early just so I can do a lot of those things.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of it for people. Like maybe that half hour of sleep is worth more to them than those other things.
Yeah.
And that's fair. Like everybody is different. Mm-hmm. But I do think if I don't start my day the right way, the rest of the day kind of feels a little off the rails and it's work to get it back on.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamedialLC.com.
I told Nick yesterday that I was washing my hair too fast. Like when do you ever do that? Do you ever find yourself doing something so quickly and you're like
this isn't even doing what I want it to do kind of thing.
Right. And you're in like a fight or flight moment when you're doing that, when you're like washing your hair really fast or chewing really fast or talking really fast. Like your body is, your nervous system is like amped right up. And so I have to be mindful and be like, you don't have to wash your hair that fast.
Right.
You don't have to brush your teeth that fast. Like the day is going to happen how it happens. And that's another part of the being mindful is just like slowing down and being like, it's okay to not move at 100 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel better. Yeah. You guys are like, you're nuts.
Yeah. No.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Yeah. I feel like my body is always in fight or flight modes.
Yeah. It's hard to like do that check in and be like, okay, you're not being chased by a tiger.
Not today.
Right now, you're not being chased by a tiger. Something I read somewhere said that if you say out loud, like when you're in that and you recognize that you're in that fight or flight moment, say out loud where you are and what you're doing and repeat it 3 times and your body will immediately start to calm down. Like I'm in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts getting a coffee. I'm in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts getting a coffee.
You can also do box breathing.
Yes.
Too, which helps
box breathing is a good way to calm down. Yeah. Yeah. Those early, then again, starting your day the right way makes a huge difference to how your anxiety.
Maybe live to 100.
Yeah. Do you want to, though?
It depends.
I'm starting to get pretty upset with my body. So, and I'm only 49.
Another 50 like, to go.
Yeah. Woo! I get pretty mad at my body on the daily basis. I'm like, what are you even doing now?
I think your expectations change too. I mean, once you're 80, you're like, all right, I'm 80.
Yesterday, I could eat plums. Today, my body decided that I can't eat plums. Like, what is that?
I don't know.
Why? Everything was fine. And then now, oh, you know what? Now you don't eat popcorn anymore. Okay. Thanks, body, for the heads up.
Yeah. So not fair.
It's really not.
3 thumbs up.
Yes.
For the Kahlua Dunkin' Caramel Swirl Cream Liqueur.
And all the swag that came with
it. And all the swag.
We have loot everywhere.
We're rich in Kahlua swag.
We're lousy with swag.
We're lousy with swag right now. Yeah. We are rich beyond measure.
Yeah. So thank you to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for not only sponsoring our podcast, but also this segment, which we enjoy probably a little too much.
Yeah. I think so.
A little too much.
Sarah's packing up
Sarah's packing up the banana bag.
Putting things into it. I don't need to keep it. I think it's cacti.
Cactuses.
Yeah.
Cacti.
Yeah.
Cacti. I like that.
I did think they were bananas.
I did too.
First.
And then you handed it to me and I was like, oh.
Stick to the script, it says.
We want to say thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBloy Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamedialLC.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.